The monarch butterfly is one of the most recognizable species of butterflies with its beautiful orange and black markings. Sadly, the monarch population has decreased by 80% since the 1990s, and that those in the eastern United States are vulnerable to becoming extinct unless we make some real changes. Both the use of pesticides and the development of rural land has destroyed the habitats of the monarch. Most butterflies hibernate or stay in one place and go dormant during the winter. But monarchs make a two-way migration. It starts as they spend the winter in Mexico in forests with millions of other monarchs. When it gets warmer with longer periods of daylight in March, the monarchs begin their journey north. As they travel, the females lay eggs on milkweed plants and then die. In April and May, the eggs hatch and the caterpillars have to eat lots of milkweed plants in order to live. When they are fully grown, they become a pupa or chrysalis. The chrysalis hangs under a branch or hidden in leaves, and a few weeks later emerges a butterfly. Once they hatch, the monarchs continue their migration north. They only live a few weeks, but the process continues over and over with eggs being laid, caterpillars growing and eating, pupating, and then hatching into an adult butterfly. By the time the adult monarchs arrive at their final destination in the north, they are the great-grandkids of those that left Mexico back in March. And then in the fall, the fourth or fifth generation of monarchs start the journey south back to Mexico, where they can spend the winter. This generation of monarchs is different, though. Instead of living just a few weeks, they can live up to 8 months, staying alive through the entire migration to Mexico. After they overwinter, the entire process begins again in March. Milkweed is essential to the life cycle of the monarch butterfly. Over 6,000 acres of milkweed is destroyed a day due to development. Consider planting native milkweed or implement some of the other tips on the next page to help support monarchs. They are a vital part of pollination that provides food to us. You can also help by going to www.journeynorth.org and charting when you see monarchs in your area.